Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Well, today, my friends, I want to discuss a concept known as the abundance mentality. And I want to compare the abundance mentality to the scarcity mentality. You see, within real estate, as investors, we absolutely succeed and create wealth because we believe in the abundance mentality, and we do it within a millionaire's mindset, not a scarcity mindset at all, because we know that wealth is absolutely created. And at the end of the show, I hope you can stick with me. I'm going to give you an example of how we create wealth. We're not taking it from somebody else. When we make $1, we're not taking that $1 from anybody. We're absolutely creating it. This abundance mentality or this abundance mindset, when adapted and lived, will open your eyes to opportunity, and you'll see opportunity daily. You'll be happier. You'll be more positive. You'll ultimately be more successful. And where others see fear or experience anxiety or a potential negative outcome, we see a positive potential outcome. We're curious, and we can see through the fog. We envision and deliver a positive outcome, and this is the abundance mentality. And the term abundance mentality was coined by Stephen Covey. He calls it the abundance mindset or the abundance mentality. He says both. And really what it is, it's a concept. It's a business concept in which a person believes there are enough resources and success to share with others. There's more than enough to go around. And this is not a new concept. Nor is it just an American concept. I mean, this concept's been around for thousands of years in many, many different cultures. But Stephen Covey, I think, was the best to really kind of capture that mindset and put it into words and discuss it and show the relevance of it. But again, it's a belief that nothing is finite, okay? What you're seeking is infinite, and whether that's love or resources or happiness, relationships, wealth, it's there. It's abundant, and it's there. And it's the exact opposite of the scarcity mentality. And the scarcity mentality, I guess in a nutshell, believes that there's only so much of a pie to go around, right? If one person has a piece of the pie, then that means someone else is not going to get a piece of the pie. And that's just not the real world. That's not how it works at all. And we can look at those resources, and I can give you a quick example. Just take love, for example, right? We all have had at some point that friend that is always complaining that they just can't find the right partner for them, that all the good ones are taken or what have you. And they're just really negative, negative, negative. And what's really going on is the negativity of that person is the reason they can't find their partner. Because I'll tell you, and my wife will laugh when I say this, but there is somebody for everybody, okay? And I know that because I see things positively. This scarcity mentality, the Debbie Downer is, they're the victim, right? They're the ones that are always complaining. They always have an excuse. They never want to try anything new. These people are often angry or resentful. They're blaming others for their situation in life, and they never want to leave their comfort zone. And I want you to remember that, because we're going to talk a lot about comfort zone in today's show, because you absolutely have to understand that you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone to be successful, okay? You're going to have to get out of your comfort zone to create wealth. You're going to have to try something different, something new, and so you've got to get out of that comfort zone. So let's discuss this abundance mentality in the concept of building wealth. That's why you're listening to this show after all, right? You're not here to gather romance advice, but let me say this quickly, talking about passive income. That passive income may be the ultimate aphrodisiac, because that passive income is going to give you the money for the occasional romantic dinner. It's going to give you the cash needed for travel, for vacations, for what have you. So there it is. That's all I'm going to say about that. But this abundance mentality is the way of the successful real estate investor, okay? In fact, I want to go so far as to say that you cannot be a successful real estate investor without a strong belief and understanding of the abundance mentality. Because where other people, when they look at what we do, our model, they're seeing a dilapidated property, right? A rundown apartment complex or a rundown house. They're seeing damage, work. They're, you know, the smell of animal urine, right? And what we're seeing in these properties is opportunity and dollars. That's absolutely what we're seeing. Other people are seeing the eyesore, the unlivable house or apartment, code issues, right? Every excuse in the world, crime, danger, potholes, paperwork. And again, they don't understand what we do. They don't understand how we see things, because we're seeing cash flow, equity capture. We know that the future of this property is going to be functional, clean, safe, affordable place to live. It's going to become an asset. And we see that. We see value appreciation because we have that belief in the abundance mentality. We're prepared, however. We're educated. We're prepared. We have mentors that we can lean on and seek their advice. So we don't have fear. We're not walking into these deals blind. But again, we're able to see this because of this positive mindset. And I'm going to go through some of the traits of this positive mindset as we get into the show. But in the meantime, if you've got any questions or comments, I encourage you to call our show. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or email me at askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com, and I do respond to each and every email that I get. But why am I sharing this with you today? I'm sharing it with you because if you're in this scarcity mentality crowd, if you're in this group of folks that believes there's only so much to go around, and if you get yours, someone else doesn't get theirs, that's terrible thinking. I'm sharing this with you because I want you to be a successful real estate investor. And to be a successful real estate investor, you've got to understand this abundance mentality. You've got to understand this millionaire mindset. It is a completely different thought process, and it we know that there's more than enough to go around. So there's two books by Stephen Covey that you should look at that discuss this abundance mindset. And the first one is called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And the second one is called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If you have not read those, you need to read both of those books. The first one, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and the second one, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And that's going to discuss and spell out what I'm talking about here, this abundance mindset. So let's discuss why people won't change, why they won't take the next step. And it's really because people, they're in a comfort zone, right? And I call it a comfort zone of misery, if you will. But They're stuck in a good life, right? Let's just say that. You're stuck in a good life, and they're afraid to go after the great life. And that's one of our Dell-isms here. And if you don't know what a Dell-ism is, Del Walmsley, our founder, who's been teaching real estate investment for almost 30 years now, he'll throw out the occasional Dell-ism, and I need to interject these two Dell-isms, actually, at this point in the conversation. But the first one he'll say is, what gets in the way of a great life? A good life. And what does that mean on its face value? When you look at it, it's about comfort zone, right? It's about what I'm talking about, how a lot of people are just stuck in the comfort zone. They're negative. They're scared that if they go after the great life, they're going to risk the good life, okay? And by the good life, I mean things are going well, the bills are getting paid, we're able to buy a new car every 7 years, we're able to take a okay vacation every couple of years, and that's the good life, my friends, and you've got to jump out of the good life and go after the great life. We'll be right back in a moment with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and we'll continue our discussion on the abundance mentality.
The largest multifamily bus tour in the country is coming to Dallas Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Join Del Walmsley, national radio host, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and his top team of investors, realtors, and expert educators. Ride your way to triple-digit returns. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. Gain one-on-one access to industry experts, realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Get the only bus ticket worth millions at multifamilymasterstour.com.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dell-isms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Learn to master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in Dallas, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more information, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Dell's top team, including operations consultants, mentors, and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and what you want. Open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
To the Del Walmsley Radio Show, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been discussing the millionaire's mindset and the abundance mentality, how they interact with one another, and how the correct mental focus will absolutely enable you to create wealth. Not take it from somebody, create wealth. And if you'd like to call our show with any questions or comments, our number is 855-497-4DEL. That's 855-497-4DEL. Or feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com. So, the folks that live in this scarcity mentality, and when they look at what we do as real estate investors, all they see is a giant hassle. They see something that's going to cost them time and treasure and create stress in their life. They complain about tenants and taxes and toilets because a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of theirs invested in real estate one time and did it wrong. And because they did it wrong, they had a bad experience. And so they want everyone in the world to know that you shouldn't invest in real estate because you too will have a bad experience. And the truth is these people are just flat out uninformed. But more importantly, they just don't want to get out of their comfort zone, okay? They honestly don't want to get out and they don't want to change because they're in the middle of a good life or they're in the middle of an okay life and they're permeated with fear, right? They're permeated with fear that they're going to lose what they have if they go after the great life. And it brings me to those two Dell-isms that I'm going to interject here. I didn't get to both of them in the last segment. But the first one is Dell will say, what gets in the way of a great life? A good life. And what does he mean when he says that? Well, he's talking about people not wanting or willing to get out of their comfort zone, okay? And you need to ask yourself that question. You need to ask yourself out loud, do you want a good life? Do you want a great life? Which one do you want? And then the second Dell-ism, Dell will say, he'll say, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And the first time I heard him say that, I thought to myself, what? Are you kidding me? Everybody wants to be a millionaire, right? On face value, sure, yeah. Hold your hand up. Who wants to be a millionaire? But what the man is saying is people aren't willing to do what it takes to become a millionaire. Again, back to your comfort zone. You've got to make a change. You've got to educate yourself. You've got to create the time, okay? Quit using that excuse, I don't have the time, or I'm too busy with this or too busy with that. Not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And if you can't find the time, then you're one of those people that does not want to be a millionaire. But that's another question to ask yourself out loud. Do you want to be a millionaire? Do you want a great life? And let that sink in, okay? Let that sink in for those of you that may be kind of straddling this scarcity mentality versus this abundance mentality mindset. And let's go into some key traits of an abundance mindset, okay? And I pulled these from Inc. magazine. There's actually an article called Discover the 7 Key Traits of an Abundance Mindset, and it's by Angela Zimmerman, if you want to look it up. But what she's saying that the scarcity pathway will lead someone to live a life not fully lived, okay? And a life that can only be described as pedestrian, in her words. And she says that those that choose to walk along the path of abundance experience a completely different life, okay? They take full advantage of every wave of opportunity that comes their way, and they create memorable experiences. And so these traits here. The first one is thinking big versus thinking small. And that absolutely hits the nail on the head, because people I talk to that begin investing in real estate when they start, and you know, they may have one or two or three houses, or they're getting in their first apartment community investment as a passive investor. And then when you watch them grow, they add and they add and they add, and they set just unbelievable goals for themselves. And they'll even admit to you, they'll say, 3-4 years ago, I would have never imagined, but today we're working to get 20 houses, or we want to be in 20 deals passively. And they may be halfway there or more than halfway there. And then when you look at some of our lead investors, these people are amazing. And once they get going, I know leads they'll say, Harrison, my goal is we want to own 5,000 doors, 5,000 units. And when you look at them, you look at this person and you know they're well on their way to doing that. There's a gentleman out there that's on his way to owning 10,000 units. We have a couple of lead investors that are already there. So it's amazing. But these folks are abundance mentality. They live in the life of the abundance mentality, and they are big thinkers. They realize you can't get where you need to get by thinking small. Okay, continuing on these traits, there's plenty versus lack. And we talked about that in the first segment. And the abundance mentality, we believe that there is more than enough resources to go around. And whether it's love, relationship, wealth, or opportunities, right? We see opportunities everywhere. And then those that are in this lack mentality or this scarcity mentality, they feel everything is finite. They feel everything is limited. If they're going to get a raise at work, it means that some other poor soul got fired or got a cut in their pay. They truly live and believe that, and it reinforces who they are in life. It creates this pattern as they see it over and over and over. Okay, happiness versus resentment. This one's pretty cut and dry, right? You can imagine those that live life with an abundance mentality or they're optimist, they're happy. And more importantly, they're happy when others achieve success, right? Genuinely happy for others to see it happen. And then on the converse of that is the scarcity mindset. Those people are resentful of other people's success. They're angry, they're envious, they're jealous, just a bunch of negative emotions that fill their mind, and it truly keeps them the people they are. It keeps them who they are, and it's a dangerous way of thinking, okay? Embracing fear versus fear of change. Back to the comfort zone discussion, right? You've got to embrace and accept change, and you've got to know that change, whether initiated by yourself or initiated by conditions in your life that happen, often lead to more positive outcomes. It shapes you. It makes you stronger, okay? So you've got to embrace change rather than the fear of change, right? Those that live in the scarcity mentality world, their fear plagues them daily, okay? They're constantly complaining about change, and they take a longer period of time to accept change. So don't get caught up running from change. And quickly, I think we have time. There's a Chinese word for crisis. And if you look at the Chinese language, it's symbols, right? And you look at these symbols. Well, crisis in this Eastern thought is actually two symbols. And one symbol is danger, and the other symbol is opportunity. So you can see that these ideas have been around for thousands of years. But I don't want you to see the danger. I want you to understand the danger and go after the opportunity. That's the abundance mindset, my friends. We'll be right back in a moment with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today, we've been diving into the abundance mentality, the abundance mindset, if you will, and how we, as real estate investors, we live in this abundance mindset world because we absolutely know that wealth is created. It can be created. It's not taken from somebody else. And before the show's over, I am going to give you an example of wealth creation, okay? But not right now. I'm going to continue on with the show, and we're going to get into these traits of the abundance mindset because we know there's opportunity everywhere. We're prepared to get out of our comfort zone. We take the time to educate ourselves. We continue to educate ourselves, and in the world we live in, it really, really is about the education. Without that education, we'd be blind. We would fail. And if you'd like to call our show with any questions or comments, our number is 855-497-4DEL. That's 855-497-4DEL. Or feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. So I want to continue with these traits of the abundance mindset. And one of the main traits is being proactive versus reactive, right? You've got to be proactive. You've got to address the issues that you know are coming now. You can't bury your head in the sand, okay? And it's positive to be proactive. It's a good feeling to be proactive. And it is what it is. I mean, if, you know, take for instance, if your roof blows off, we had some massive storms come through Dallas last night. There's going to be a lot of people that are missing parts of their roof, and they're just going to bury the head in their sand, their head in the sand, and they're not going to get the repair done. And that what's going to happen is that property is going to sustain even more damage. And those are people that are in the scarcity world. You know, I don't have the money right now to do it. And that may be a very real issue, but you've got to find the way to do it because it's going to cost you twice as much down the road than it is today. So be proactive versus reactive, right? The best way to predict the future is to create it, right? That's a saying by Abraham Lincoln. So proactive versus reactive. Learning versus know-it-all, okay? The know-it-all is the scarcity mentality because they don't want to do it with what we do. They already predict the future, right? They're going to lose money if they invest in real estate, or something's going to go wrong, or they're going to get a bad tenant, or they're going to have an issue with the property. And frankly, they just are uninformed. They don't understand what we're doing, and they're not willing to learn, okay? Because the learning is on the side of the abundance mentality. Abundance mentality folks crave learning. They crave growth. They have an ending never-ending thirst for knowledge, and they're always willing to develop new skills, right? We're doing things we never imagined we'd do. We left the normal everyday corporate world or what have you. We're from all walks of life. And when you meet some of our successful real estate investors, they'll tell you, they'll say, 5 years ago, I was an accountant, and I never imagined I would own 15 rent houses, or I never imagined that I would own 3 apartment complexes. True stories, my friends, but you've got to crave learning, and you've got to crave growth. And then this last trait is the abundance mentality crowd. They understand what is working versus what is not working, okay? They're not into the victim mentality. They're not into the negative thoughts. They put aside strong emotions like that, and they focus daily on what is working, okay? Their path, they know, is not set in stone, and they embrace the change, okay? So they focus literally on what is working, and they believe in endless possibilities. They know that if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. And for myself personally, I never imagined I would own real estate, but at that time in my life, I realized I needed to take a different path if I wanted to get... If we wanted to have the life that we felt we deserved, we needed to take a different path. And I never thought I would own rental real estate. But within 3 years of joining Lifestyles, again, I took the slow path. I had acquired 11 homes, okay, within 3 years. And it's because I embraced this abundance mindset, okay? So I told you earlier I would get into an example of wealth creation. So here it is, and this is a real basic, down-to-earth example. Let's take a single-family home, okay? This single-family home in a decent neighborhood. It's a 322. That's our model. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. This house, my friends, is a little different than all the other houses in the neighborhood. It's vacant. The front porch is sagging. It's missing a portion of the roof. The landscape is so overgrown that you've got to literally get out of your car to walk up and through the brush to even see this house. Let's say that half the fence is down or dilapidated, and the gate is so bad that you've got to, you know what I'm talking about, where the gate's leaning, you've got to literally kind of lift it to even move it into the backyard, but it's darn near impossible to open because the doggone grass and weeds in the backyard are waist high, right? And let's say you see some cats loitering around this home because you know the previous owner probably owned 10 cats, right? You know, they always seem to own the cats. And nothing against cats, but you know, they tend to hang out some of these houses that aren't looking so good. And so let's say inside you've got the original carpet from 1976, not to mention original appliances, light fixtures, countertops. This, my friends, is an $85,000 house, okay? Yet everything in the neighborhood is selling for $150,000. Okay? And it's going to take $35,000 to fix everything. Okay? And you're going to fix everything. You're going to fix the appliances. You're going to put in new carpet. You're going to put in the granite countertops. You're going to put in new paint. You're going to get the stink out of the house or the smoke smell out of the house. You're going to do it all because our program is best product, best price. Okay, so you're going to fix this home and you're going to bring it to functional status, right? Functional housing is where we want it to be. And we truly want it to be the best product, best price. You're going to fix the landscaping. And what happens when you're done? You bought this house for $85,000. You spent $35,000 to fix it, so all in. And that's just assume a cash deal, okay? I don't want to get into any of our lending strategies. And if you've got questions on that, shoot me an email. But let's just assume all cash. So you're all in at $120,000 plus closing costs, right? Let's call it $125,000. But this house is now worth $150,000. What happened? Where did the extra money come from? You created $30,000 in value, okay? Wealth was created. We do this every day, my friends. Every day. So that $30,000 was not taken from somebody else. Someone didn't have to lose $30,000 for us to create $30,000. Okay? It was created. So you bought the house for $85,000. You spent $35,000 fixing it up. All in. You're at $120,000. But if you were to sell this home, it's worth $150,000. Okay? So that wealth is—it's not in dollar bills, obviously, and I like to say it's in brick and mortar, right? If the address is 123 Maplewood, that $30,000 is in the bank of, 123 Maplewood, right? That's so the wealth is there. It's within the asset, and how do you free those dollars? Well, there's two ways to free those dollars. One, you can refinance the property, and if you do that, those dollars come to you and they're tax-free, right? Because a refinance is tax-free. Or you could sell the property. And if you sell the property, that'll create possibly a capital gains increase on this $30,000 of wealth that you created. But if you use one of our strategies, you can do a 1031 exchange and you don't have to pay the taxes. You can essentially defer them. And I'm not going to go into that on today's show. We'll talk about that later. But again, if you've got a question on the 1031 exchange, shoot me an email. So you created $30,000 in wealth, my friends. Think of it like this. Think of an apartment community and just start adding a couple of zeros to my example there, right? What if you purchased the apartment community for $1.2 million and you were able to fix it and bring it up? You would create not tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars of wealth, if not millions. Okay, and I've seen it done. So, my friends, that's the abundance mentality in a nutshell. Wealth is created because we understand what we're doing. We see the opportunity where other people, they see the dilapidated property, they see the eyesore, they see the deferred maintenance, and again, they've already predetermined what's going to happen in their mind is that they don't want to touch it because they're so afraid that they'd lose. They're not educated and they're uninformed. We'll be right back to continue this discussion on the Dale Walmsley Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison.
You've heard about people owning or investing in apartments and replacing their income, living the lifestyle they want. Wonder how they did it? Now you can come see for yourself. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Join Dell Walmsley, America's most successful investor educator, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. The largest apartment bus tour of its kind. Ride and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with apartments, what a profitable property looks like in person and on paper, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, and whatever you want at the open Q&A. Seating is limited. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. This is our last segment. I need to mention our current special. We're running a special this month. It's a founder special, and it's in honor of opening our new office in Phoenix, Arizona. This past month, we recently just opened the office. And because of that, Del Walmsley is graciously taking $500 off of our financial freedom program. Okay, the regular cost is $740. He's taken $500 off, and that's the full program. You've got to go to buymylifeback.com, buymylifeback.com. You must enter promo code Mike, okay, M-I-K-E, to get the $500 off. The normal program is $740 a year, so that would knock the price down to only $240. But this financial freedom program, you will have full access to our monthly case study events. You will have full access to our online learning platform, and it's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of college-level real estate investing. Everything that you can possibly need to know is on that online program. Also entitles you to attend our two-day financial freedom seminar, and you can attend that seminar as many times as you want during that year. And you also have access to our vendor program. If you've listened to me for any period of time, I will tell you, the vendor program alone is worth the price of admission, my friends, especially at only $240 a year. Our vendors understand our model. They understand what we're doing. They help us immensely. And this is every type of person that could possibly help you with real estate investing, whether it's single-family homes or apartment communities. But that's at buymylifeback.com, promo code Mike, buymylifeback.com, promo code Mike. You'll enter that, and you'll get the $500 off. Okay, back to our show. We're discussing the abundance mentality and wealth creation, and I just gave you a very simple example of how we created $30,000 in one single family home purchase, okay? It was a home that we purchased for $85,000, obviously had a ton of deferred maintenance. That's how we like them, right? The uglier, the better, because it's more opportunity, right? We're seeing the opportunity. We're not seeing the animal urine or the smell of the animal urine or the dilapidated siding or the interior that's got bad carpet and bad appliances. What we're seeing is opportunity, okay? We're seeing opportunity, and that's what we're looking for. But in this particular property, you created $30,000 in wealth. But I want to share something else with you. You spent the $35,000 in rehab, right? And you're not doing the rehab yourself. You're writing checks to contractors. You may have a GC that you pay the entire $35,000 to and let that person handle everything. Or you may be hiring the painters individually, the flooring people, purchasing the appliances, however you want to do it, okay? But there's a lot of trades involved in bringing this house up to speed. And you spent $35,000 in rehab. And each of those contractors took their portion, their check, right? And they cashed their check. And there was some overhead in there. They had a cost of goods. You know, if they're supplying an air conditioner, obviously they had to pay for that, and you're paying them back. And in addition, you're paying them labor, and you're paying them overhead, and you're paying them profit, and they're cashing that check, okay? So that 35 grand leaves you, okay? It leaves you. But listen to this. That 35 grand is still in the home, okay? It's sitting right next to that $30,000 in wealth you created. Even though you wrote the checks and those contractors did their work and they left, let me tell you what, it's still in the value of the home. It's still in the bank of 123 Maplewood, along with the $30,000 in wealth. It never left you, okay? You spent that money, you gave it to the contractor, They did their portion of the work, but that money remains in the value of that asset, okay? And the way you get those dollars, they're not in the form of dollars. They're in the form of brick and mortar, is you can refinance those dollars out or you can sell the home. But that is the abundance mentality in a nutshell, okay? It's absolutely amazing. And you can't do that with any stock. You can't buy a stock or a mutual fund at a discount. That's scarcity mentality, right? That means if you're buying a stock, that means somebody else had to sell that stock for that price, okay? That's scarcity mentality. You can't buy it at a discount. You can't create wealth within a stock. And the scarcity mentality crowd will never see that. They will never see that. In fact, I don't think they want to see that. That's the truth. They don't want to see it because it's going to cause them to have to take action. It's going to cause them to have to get out of their comfort zone. And my friends, I don't want you to get caught in this negativity and this scarcity mentality. I know that you out there can do this because so many of us have done this, and we've come from all walks of life, okay? We come from all walks of life, and what we do, we're educated, we understand what we're doing, we're believers in the abundance mentality, and we follow a plan, okay? Don't think that there's so many people out there that they don't take action for whatever reason. They're always the victim. They always have an excuse. They're either blaming the government or they're wanting the government to save them, right? They're either in one or two boats. And the truth is, Washington, D.C. is not going to save any of us, okay? I wish they would just absolutely 100% stay out of the way. But talk about a city that is loaded with scarcity mentality people is Washington, D.C. Those people truly believe that the only way to get ahead is to take it from somebody else or to pit this group against that group. And it's terrible. It's really terrible. So my friends, are you in the abundance mentality crowd or are you in the scarcity mentality crowd? Do you want to get ahead? Do you want to find financial freedom? Do you want to retire? Or are you that victim who's stuck, whose your destiny's been predetermined, right? And it's always somebody else. Or are you a master of your own destiny, right? Are you going to take control of your life, or are you going to leave your health and wealth and happiness in the hands of Wall Street and Washington, D.C.? And I want you to think about those two Dell-isms that I spoke about earlier in the show. One, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And two, what gets in the way of a great life? A good life. We'll pick it up next week with the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Dell Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Dell Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Dell Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Dell Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.